Well, welcome to Poetry Mondays, and we're going to go rogue today. And by that, I mean we're going to feature a found poem, which I'm going to tell you a little story about and a little background on. And if you've especially been a little down with all the news around from ecology, environment, and of course the war, this may help just a little. Okay, let's get into it. So about week and a half, 2 weeks ago, my wife and I were down in Southern California, and we were visiting Joshua Tree National Park, which is gorgeous. We'd been there several days. There was a little bit of a heat wave going on, and we were at a trail called Boy Scout Trail, which is a famous one, has a wilderness part to it. It's a long, beautiful trail. Anyway, we were there super early in the morning, or at least super early for me. It was about 7:30, and we were getting ready, and we were getting stuff out of the car and whatnot. And there was a truck beside us and a young man who was getting ready for his hike as well, athletically built, tall and slender, maybe late 20s, early 30s. And anyway, he yelled over as he was getting ready and wanted to know if we had any extra sunscreen. And he said that he had grabbed hand sanitizer and thought it was sunscreen. So anyway, I looked, and yes, of course, we had some, and it was right there. I grabbed it and gave him a healthy serving of it, and he started putting it on and thanked us so profusely. 2-3 times he thanked us for it. Anyway, so we left, he left, and hours later, after a beautiful hike, and it was actually starting to get a little warm on the way back, almost toward midday. Anyway, we happened to notice as we were walking into the parking lot, his truck was leaving. And as we walked up to our car, he noticed that it was us. And of course, I looked over at him and I recognized the truck, and he waved again and thanked us both profusely for the sunscreen. Well, just a moment later, he drove out, and we walked over to our car, and we found this little note, which I'm going to post below, but I'm going to read right now because it's our found poem. And he had left a note even after thanking us all those different times. He said it like this. Thanks again. Thanks again for the sunscreen. The whole hike back, I was thinking how scorched I would have been without it. The whole hike back, I was thinking how scorched I would have been without it. Learn something every day. I'll make sure to pass the kindness along. I'll make sure to pass the kindness along. Have a beautiful week. Have a beautiful week. Well, you know, it was such a modest gesture for us to offer just a teeny bit of sunscreen. It was so small, and yet it obviously meant a lot to this young man. And his note, turns out, then meant a lot to me and to my wife. It kind of made our whole day. And the fact that I put it in my wallet and I'm telling you this story now gives you some indication about how wonderful it felt to experience this level of gratitude from someone for such a small thing that we had done. So, it reminds us, and I just wanted to say that even with all the difficulties, there are small kindnesses, there are incredible generosity and generous things. I'm not saying what we did, that was so small. I'm saying that his generosity in being so amazingly verbose, so amazingly out there in terms of his thanking us and his gratitude, both in saying it and in this little note. So I leave that for us all. Take good care. Thanks for listening.